the Shitas Harosh that we had seen. And we're going to continue on also with the Tosfos and Pesachim on Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. First of all, I'd like to go over and give you two tzedakim of how to read the Rosh in the name of the Gaon. Then give you a shot of the Netziv that the Netziv gives according to the Gaon. And then, after that, go and show how the Netziv's Mahalach is consistent within Shitas Rashi as well, and has Nafkaminas Lahalaka. After that, to analyze Tosfos' Shita in Pesachim. And then to continue on in our process. First of all, let's read over the Rosh and Seven Yubeis. Omar Marber Rashi, Haidul Shadatamim Nevarala, Shahakol Mai Time Azeh Balma. Because of Allah, the Sikdolos, who should not have a mind. The Lavado, who Mevarak Labor Priorities, the Shnani Liluik Moshe Mazais. I have a machlokis, I'm not sure if I'm right at all. I have a machlokis with Daniel H. and Ben Kestenbaum. When the Bahag is of the opinion that you need to add water inside. Don't worry about passing around now. General, listen to Shir. I'll pass around when necessary. It's okay. So the machlokis over here between the Bahag and the other Rishonim is the following. The Bahag says that the instance in which we have a discussion about say Alma. The Bahag says, is only if you put water in. But if you have the pure juice, then in such a case, the halacha is that Bishnani Liyidui is also an improvement. And the Rosh is going to disagree. The Rosh is going to hold that in such a case, you don't need to put in water, and we even say, Zeya Balma in such an instance. Now, Rabosa, I have my focus with Daniel and Ben, and I'm not sure who's right. When the Bahag says that you need to, it could very well be that they're right. It's just a suffix that I have. And I know I leaned in one direction last time, I'm not sure. When the Bahag says that you need to add water, is the Bahag only talking about dvash of a tamara, or is he talking about all drinks? I'm asking the Bahag. The Das HaBahag with between Tysus and the Rush?
For sure the
Hagos
Ashri and the Rush.
I didn't ask the Hagos Ashri.
No, it's not clear what the Bahag is holding.
I didn't notice what Benny's saying. Benny's saying good. Benny's saying that Tosfos Dibur Maskil Haidusha says V'chein Mashim B'chol Minei Peros Bar Mitirish V'Yitzak Armin Gabi Arlov U'Hafuke Ma'alok Sdosh Pirish Demar Shnas Asel Chamayim. It sounds like in all drinks. That's how they want to learn. I happen to think that he's right, even in the Rush. But I'm not sure. So you put this down. Amir Tzeshem, when you learn with your Talmidim, you will discuss it with your Talmidim. My Raya, this is just Amei Binyamin. I have nothing to add in Shir. I just throw this down for the record. For everything that the Rebbe does understand, there are many things that he doesn't understand. Everything the Chachmei Masorah do understand, there are many things that are not clear to them. So I think that in the Hemshech of the Rosh, it seems to be that he says, V'lo dami liyotzim in harimonim muteinim, sounds like he's talking about all drinks, not just the other drinks. However, Ben Kestenbaum understands that he's referring specifically to the sugya of Arla in Perek Kol Shah and Daf Chaf Dalet on the base. That Rabosai is a Hamei Ben Yavin. Okay? That's a discussion we had, a difficulty we had in Pshat that wasn't clear exactly how Tosfos had learned. How to read the Bahag. I hear Benny's point. They don't like it, Benny. They'll fight with you later on and let the best man win. Okay, so Tosfos continues. The Rosh continues. Because of Allah is Kedos, Vushinas, and Bomayim. Di Levadohu, Mavare Chalav, Bore Priya Eitz. Because if it's alone, if you make a bar for eggs, Ishtani Luik Moshem and Zayis. Veloni here, David Ma Yetim and Aramonim and Attain, Darbin and Perikol Shah, the Hashmin Luzea Baalma, Vain Sovigas Arbarm, Ella Yotim and Zayisman and Avum, Gabe Orla. Velo Adif Miyayin Tabuchin, So what's the, can anybody tell me what's the Rush's rejection of the Baha'i? What's the Rush's rejection, Rabbi Osai? Why does the Rush reject the Baha'i? Daniel? Because he says that we learn in Parakosha that when it comes to Zeya, that Zeya is not Chayiv in Arla. So how could it possibly be? And there's no mention of adding water or anything like that. So then, why is it, according to the Sheet of the Baha'i, that the only time we say Zeya Baal is if water is added? So how could it be that over there we say that it's going to be Potter from Arla? Ben K made another good point, and that is that this is assuming that Arla and Bracha goes together by Maven Yavin. That's a Machlokes Rishonim. The Asher, the time of the goat, Mishum, the Bekroksiv, Udvash, Veloksiv, Tamarim. Says maybe it's a special halacha in regards to those that ooze out of the fruit. Vimkein Kro Ayrib, Udvash, Hazov, Me'elov, Minha, Tamarim. Those things that ooze out. Again, according to the way I'm learning, which I'm not convinced I'm right, I'm not sure. So then it would be in all fruits, everything that oozes out. According to Ben and others, it would be only from the date that oozes out. Either way, ubechlau shivas haminin, who umevarech lo bar creates a broch achas main shalosh. Aye, what about the Gemara Pesachim? The lo dami, it's not comparable. Yotze min harimon mateini mulayin tapuchin. The hainu yotze maide k'tishu schita. Those are pushed out. If those are pushed out, so then in such a case, then it's called Zeya Ba'alma. Now, one of the Talmidim came over to me, I think it was Mordechai Yaakov, B'schus is Chesed. So he came over to me, made a good Ha'arav, which we're going to see. You might miss it because of the Chesed, the great Chesed that you're doing, but we're going to see that this is developed beautifully within the Rishonim. And we're going to go slowly through the sugya because there are a lot of shitas here, and there's a lot of halacha lemaisa, and there's a lot of exciting stuff, a tremendous amount of exciting stuff. So we're going to see some Rishonim make this argument. Jack actually wanted to argue the exact opposite. He wanted to say that one could have said that when it comes, it oozes out of the fruit. So that's the sweat of the fruit. What's sweat? Sweat is, it just oozes out on its own. But if you have to scoop it out, right? If you scooped out the from the inside, you would say it's more of the flesh, not less of the flesh. So Jack pointed out astutely that one, he was talking in a different context, but Yisod is true. I want you to observe that the Baha'i is a fascinating shita. When do we say that something is considered the sweat and not considered, when do we consider something not kosher? That's it. That's not part. When's it not part of the pre? When you squeezed it out of the pre. But if it oozes out, then the Torah tells us that's the pre. You should have turned to your Chavrusa like Mordechai Yaakov did and said, wait a second, I don't know if I would have said that. So you should know that there is a phantom sheet out there, which is an extremely important sheet that might say punk farkert. Okay? So I want to emphasize our first sheet so far in terms of what is Zeya Ba'alma and what is not Zeya Ba'alma is the sheet of the Baha'i that differentiates between when it oozed out versus when it doesn't. Now Rabbi Osai, you want to hear something misameach? Here's something amazing. Here's something amazing. You hear okay, hoodie? You're hearing okay? Here, listen to something misameach. Comes along the Netziv, now we can pass it around. In general, the most important thing in the beginning of the year is not to give things out, but to be in formation. Be on sides. Be off sides. Ramei ben Yavin. So now, points out the Netziv, I'll tell you beautiful pshat on the second side, the Meromes other side. And you're going to tell me how this fits in beautifully. This is also going to be Shitas Rashi. The Tziv says, I'll tell you the pshat in Baha'i. I'll tell you that Mordechai Yaakov might be right, but wrong. If I had to choose, again, what would be considered Zeya, I would have said Zeya means what oozes out. And what's considered the actual pre itself, what's forced out. So Zochten it said, Zochten the hard funk fagger, the exact opposite. Do you notice this? Do the rush well. Oh, so it says the Nitziv like this. Two lines from out. We're going to end up doing almost this whole Nitziv. So it's a little bit rubbed out over here, but six lines from the bottom, the Nitziv writes the following. Vihine, the fiat cloud, the brachos and the darn shoving. He says, if you say the rule is that when it comes to brachos and the darim, they're both the same thing. Don't worry about the words that rub out. Habuchach ben darim dafnun beis. Tahanoder miperos elu osir. If somebody is noder from peros, then he's osir. Lo shna. Anam mezeisim. Doesn't make a difference whether it comes from grapes or olives. Lo shna sharperi. It doesn't matter if it comes from sharperos. Ah, if that's so. So in the Dorim, you're not allowed to eat from the other peros, the juice. If you make the nether on apples, you can't drink apple juice either. Oh, but what happened to Zeh Balma? Bal Karchach. Ha, the Mavarchin Shahakol, continues the Nitziv. Hainu Mishum Kilkul Apri. You've destroyed the pre. Zeya Ba'alma does not mean it's not, it's just sweat and it's nothing. But in order to get a Bore Pri Ha'etz, what do you need? You need the pre. You have to say Bore Pri Ha'etz. Pri Ha'etz has to be a fruit. The moment you squashed it out, it might be even more of a taste of the fruit if you squeeze it out of it as opposed to when it oozes out of it. However, it's no longer a pre. It's no longer the fruit. V'havim motion. Ocha pre, ochal sheniskalkel. Vimkein, dvash azov lo niskalkel apiri. But what oozes out is the natural form of the fruit itself. Shapir mevarech bore pri ha'etz. The shita of the Bahag is that you make ha'etz. Afal pisha zeya balma, even when zeya bahalma. Rabosai, the Nitziv makes a fascinating ahara. And as we will emphasize, this approach, we will call it Rashi, according to the way we read Rashi. Chacham Tzvi. And Nitziv, and it's the Nitziv l'shitaso now in many places, is to understand that the reason why you don't make a Bore Pri Ha'etz is because the pre needs to be intact. If it oozes out of the pre, that's part of the pre itself. The pre is still intact. But the moment you do a Maisa B'Yadayim to destroy the pre is the moment that you can't say Bore Pri Ha'etz. This, of course, goes beautifully with David A's deal. I don't even want to, I'm not convinced I want to go so far in Rashi like David A wants to, but it works beautifully.
Please be chayzer on observation real quick here.
I'm not being chayzer, I'm saying this is beautiful one side. Wait, let me finish, Benny, let me finish. I'll take your question, let me finish. So what emerges is like this. We've been developing in the last day. Either was a tiyul in between. That time doesn't exist in the world of Torah. So, in such a case, we've been developing the approach of those who say that it doesn't mean that when you have something, an extract of a fruit is not considered the fruit itself. It is, but in Hilchos Brachos, you need to make a bracha on the pre itself. Now, there's going to be two shitas with this approach. One is going to be the shitas Rashi that we developed, and we showed how every word is Meduik and Rashi. I'm going to say, I'm going to go back to Psachim and then take Avram's Ha'ara and show Rashi's going to be Lashitaso and Psachim as well. And then we have the Nitziv who points out that approach makes a very difficult opinion. That Mordechai Yaakov correctly said that he would have said the exact opposite. But why did he say? Why would you have said the exact opposite? Because you didn't have the Nitziv's perspective, which is the Nitziv Lashitaso that explains in many places that you need the shame pre in order to make the Bore Pri Ha'etz. It needs to be a pre. So, if you have, like Netanel described, that if you have a tamar, and then you notice that there are globs on the plastic of your tamar, in such a case, you make the Bore Pri Ha'etz, because that's really all part of the pre. That's what happens. The pre clones itself. in a liquid form. However, if you smash it, then you mamish actively destroyed the pri itself. So here we have the same mahalach that we saw in the Chacham Tzvi. What was the nafkamina in the Chacham Tzvi? The nafkamina in the Chacham Tzvi is, of course, schnapps is going to be nisa d'oraisa of chametz. Of course it's going to be an Issa D'Oraisa. And since it's an Issa D'Oraisa of chametz, we're not saying it's not chametz, it's not extract, it is the extract of it. However, you need the shame pre when it comes to bracha. Now the way that the Netziv says it here goes mamish with David A's approach, and that is that when you read Rashi by us as saying, and clearly the Netziv will also want to work in Rashi, Vamevin Yavin, because the Netziv's Shita started on Lam and Zayin of an Aleph within Shita's Rashi, that Rashi says this is David A's Ha'osafa. Ve'eino pri levarech. It's not a pri vis-a-vis bracha. Because bracha, you need the identity of pri. But for Arula, Vamev, and Yavin, and other things, Halacha is going to be different. It'll be entirely different. Why? Because there, who says that you need the Tzures Ha'pri? Wait. I haven't discussed Arula yet. I know that. Give me a chance. I'm setting up a chidush. I know. But I'm talking logically now. I'm not talking Gemaras now. I'm developing the idea. You'll see Michal at the end, Bezer Hashem. I think that Bezer Hashem will work out. And if not, tear me apart. Okay. I want to show you, now that we're ready to go to Pesachim. And let me finish in Rashi, Benny, and then you want to talk to me in Rashi, right? So, can you pass me a Pesachim, please?
It's just in a...
Wait, just give me one more second. Let's go to Pesachim now. Rashi and Pesachim on that Chav Dalet Amid Beis. I have a lot of questions about something. I have a photocopy. I love using the Gemara you bought me, so let me open up the Gemara you bought me. By nature, I'm a sentimental person. Chav Dalet Amid Beis says Rashi, and this Avram called me up with last night. He called me up with a kasha, and I think it's a raya. Rav Osai, who can tell me what the Gemara Pesachim says? Just pshat in the Gemara. What's the Gemara Pesachim say? Rav Osai, what does the Gemara Pesachim say? Tell me, Chav Dalet Amid Beis. What does the Gemara Pesachim say? Bottom line? Yes, David?
The reason why Pater is because it's Zabalim.
Right, what Pater? What's the Gemara talking about?
From Malchus.
What?
From Malchus.
Malchus in what case?
Arla.
That the reason why you're Pater from drinking fruit juice of Arla is because it's Zabalim. Says Rashi, Shaper Shamin La Deilot Nalder Hachilasso. I will hash the time of the potter, Dibra Maskel Shapir, Mishum Delav Pri Ochal. Oh, Geschmack. Rashi goes out of his way to say, Lav Pri Ochal. He didn't eat the fruit. Rashi doesn't say that he didn't eat something that's choshuv. Rashi says he didn't eat a pri. The Xeris Hakosuv, according to Rashi, is by Arla, I'd like to suggest that by Arla, it's not the pshat, it's not considered the item itself, it's not considered an extract itself. It is considered an extract. And of course, for chametz, what would the halacha be? Like the Chacham Tzvi says. But over here, what's the issue? By Arla, we also have this din. It needs to be a shame pri. Vamevin Yavin. Now, Amir Tzeshem, when we go to Panovich, we can point this out to whom? Rav Gershon Edelstein Shlita. And point him out that Lechura, this is his shaila about Arla, whether others Arla is calling the shame pri or not. I don't remember. You have to look back on Rav Gershon Shir. By the way, just the sense of Anivus, Benny was bought Rav Gershon. So he gave me a lot of nachas. He told Rav Gershon that I did your piece. So here you have this American pipsqueak that comes in. He's dressed like a Shagetz and the Panovich. He comes in to Rav Gershon, one of these thousands of guys that comes in, and you know what Gershon's reaction is? You know what he said to him? Correct me if I'm wrong, Benny, if I remember correctly. He says to him, you like it? What do you think about it? Going awesome. A lot that has been living for 50 years. He says, what do you have to say? Did you like it? That's Emes of Torah. That's Emes of Torah. No, that's an accurate description. So now we can add. To him. I hope you forgive me, Benny, about the dress. The La Priyachal, he's the most yeshivish guy by us. He dresses most yeshivish by us. The La Priyachal, so he says, La Priyachal. He says, he didn't eat a pri. So I'd like to point out that it seems from Rashi that Arla needs to have a shame pri. That will work out the moment that Rashi is bringing out this idea that Zeya Ba'alma, just like in Brachas, Rashi holds that Zeya Ba'alma doesn't need, Zeya Ba'alma is not the pshat that it's not an extract. So Lamai Nafkamina we had already last time. Rabbo said, what Nafkamina and Shas does this have in Kolatarakula and Alocha Lamaisa? Not just Ilchus Brachas. We're going to get to Ilchus Brachas. What Nafkamina? There are going to be lots of Nafkaminas in all the Shas in the Sugya. This is one of these beautiful, beautiful Shas Sugyas. You could sit on the Sugya for 2 months. Mamish 2 months. Maybe we'll sit on it for 2 weeks. Not sit on it. We're going to go forward with it. Keep on moving forward. And if you miss a day for whatever reason, the next day won't be connected. But we're going to be developing every part. Part A in the sugya, part B in the sugya. There'll be different things. Rabosai, what is a nafkamina that we already taught in Shas? What would nafkamina be? Yes, Eitan?
Nedarim.
Good, okay. Nedarim is one discussion. But what did we prove in the poskim? Halacha l'maisa. We did halacha l'maisa. Well, apple juice. No, I was looking for something else. I just maybe the chametz for schnapps. This works in beautifully with the approach that einachanami. Of course, schnapps is an iser d'oraisa. And you could imagine my happiness when I saw on the back page of the Netziv you have a shailas v'tshuvas minchas baruch by a Talmud Chacham from I think in the 19th century. I have no idea who it is. Rav Baruch ben Shmuel Meir, leave it nowadays to the Kitzur Svarim that they quote everything, that I saw that he made our Diyuk and Rashi Psachim Chavdalim of the days, and he gives another Nafkamina La Halacha. He says on that page, you can look at yourself, but the Netziv and the Michas Baruch go together in the same Mahalach. And that is, he says, Rashi Chavdalim of the days is clear that if someone took a Isur and he pulverized it into Zeya, and he poured it into another drink, that of course you would not say it's Zeya Ba'am, and of course you're over the Yisr D'Araisa. If you took Chalev and you pulverized it, making it into Zeya, you'll still be over the Yisr D'Araisa of Chalev. And he says, as Mukhruch from Rashi, Pesachim Chavdalet on the days, what does he mean? Our diuk in the Rashi's Lashitaso, that the halacha of Zeya Ba'alma is that it doesn't have a dim pri. That's the halacha of Zeya Ba'alma. But for other things, it does have a dim pri. It is considered the extract. It is considered the entity. So we have two nafkaminas now in Shas. Two nafkaminas in Shas. One nafkamina is in Chametz, and the other nafkamina is in all other Isurim. But Michas Baruch goes with this approach. Michas Baruch is actually building off of the Chacham Tzvi. He starts off with this Chacham Tzvi. So we know historically he's for sure after the Chacham Tzvi. And he's managed building off of it, and it fits in beautifully with our approach up until now, Bedas Rashi. All right, Benny, fire away. Now I'll let you talk for exactly 36 seconds. Yeah, go ahead.
Is Rebbe tweaking his original Hakira on the Sugya?
I'm not tweaking anything, no.
Because, say, I don't know
the... What I might be doing is I might be making it a little bit finer. In other words, I might be developing even more. Last time I wasn't committal to go within as far as David's diuk. I'm still not entirely, but I think the Netziv goes with his diuk. But my chakira is, the fundamental chakira is what? The chakira is Zeya Ba'alma mean that's not choshuv? Or is Zeya Ba'alma in the pshat that's not called a pri? That's my chakira.
That second sad that's not called a pri.
Yeah.
But it's a chelik in the pri. And if I'm not, I don't.
That's
the Tidach Chacham Tzvi.
Yeah.
To say that it's mechayv for Chametz D'Oraisa.
Yeah.
you have to say before that that's a chelik in the
pre. No, it's not a pre at all. But hayotz, oh, let me share with you.
So what's the
by the way,
what's the machai? What's shaykh to the pre?
So there are a few answers to that question. The answer, one of them is the Gemara in Bechairis on that vav, if I'm not mistaken, that says hayotze min ha'asr is asr. Rav Nevinsal was maz used that today. I'm discussing the sugi with him. I'm not up to yet what I discussed with Rav Nevinsal. We have to go methodically. But he made reference to hayotze min ha'asr is asr. So whatever, the extract of an isr is also considered asr. That's a Gemara in Bechairis. It's a Gemara in Bechairis. Yeah. Now there's a lot of hakiris how hayotze min ha'asr works also. But straight, that's what that's straight. You don't. It doesn't even need. You could say your way as well. I think go in both directions. Whether you say it's based on you, that's how Nemitzal said today, and we're going to be fine that way. Even finer, you're right.
You could discuss it finer. They're very different. How far?
The center. You could develop Mirtzashem. You're telling me you'll develop it more fine. That's fine. That's fine. No pun intended. Yes, Adi.
According to the sieve, if you took an orange and cut it in half, squeezed half into the juice,
yes,
the other half could be yotzei bracha and ha'etz, because the original pre is still intact in the original form.
No. The bracha of ha'etz goes on a pre, and the bracha shahakol goes on orange juice.
But you see, the entire root of it is from whether or not the initial pre is still intact, or if you're crushing or destroying it, I thought.
No, that's the bahag, not the nitziv. The bahag. He was explained within the bahag. So the bahag. The Baha'i, you could put together what the halacha of the Enechadar. Yes, Eitan.
Exactly. If I have, let's say, orange juice, and I have pieces of orange still in
the
juice.
Oh, that's a big shy. That's in 2 weeks, for 2 weeks from now.
Okay.
Yes.
Running dates, the Zer dates, what does it make whether you crush them or not? Either way, you're getting to the tachlit of what it should be.
So the Netziv is Mechadish to be Masber the Baha'i, then it's considered as if it's crushed. What? Rashi is like the Baha'i conceptually. I was careful to say it. The Rashi is like the Baha'i conceptually, but not necessarily the same shita. In other words, the question is, where do you draw the line that's no longer considered a pre? According to the Baha'i, it would still be a pre when it oozes out. According to Rashi, when it oozes out, it's no longer a pre. That's the difference between. Rabbos, I want to emphasize this. If Avram and Ben are asking us, that's a sin, and everybody else also doesn't have it clear. According, Rashi and the Baha'i might agree that you need a shame pre, but according to Rashi, when it loses out, it already loses its shame pre. According to the Baha'i, it's only when you smash it that it loses its shame pre.
You smash it means you smash it into honey?
When you smash it, does it mean you smash it into honey? No, the honey oozes out. The honey of a dvash oozes out. Of a tamar oozes out.
Well, what does smash mean? What does that do?
I explained. The Netziv says that you're being mekalkel the fruit. You say as if you're being mekalkel.
It's not honey.
It's not honey. Yes, Mordechai Yaakov.
What does Rabbi Yim Zadai that zav is not only for tamarim, it's for everything?
Where am I medayik that zav is only for tamarim and not for everything else?
No, that's for everything else, not
tomorrow. I said that already. I was a Maven Yavin. You can discuss with me afterwards. Okay? It'd be my pleasure to discuss afterwards. There's a lot still that I want to do. Says Tosis. So now, the Gemara in Pesachim said what? The Gemara in Pesachim said that in order to be considered Chayiv, it can't be Zeh Ba'alma for Arba. Ask us a kasha. Table of reading. But Arba wrote if Yal's Mikra, the Inchai Misham Arla, El Al Yotz Mezesim and Oven. The Gomar Arla pre mi Bikurim. We learn it says pre by Bikurim. Ubikurim in Truma. And we learn Bikurim from Truma, where it also says pre. Ubikurim exit, Tirish Vi Yitzar Gain, and my Tirim Haha Zeh Ba'alma. What's Tysis' kasha? Yes?
We have this pasuk, the Xer Shava of pre, and why don't we use this answer of Zeh Ba'alma?
Why do we need Zeh Ba'alma? At the end of the day, we know that it's got to be a pre. Good. Great. Everybody have Tosfos Kasha? It's clear? Continues Tosfos. V'yesh lamar. D'hat yitzvach l'meil chasam pre mi bikurim. This that we need to learn out pre from bikurim. Lav li miyute shar mashkin yitzrich. D'min hadin afilu tirish v'yitzar lo ayi l'chashek l'mashkin pre. The Zeh Ba'alma, Pnimir and Hacha. The Hasab, Yitzrich Lemelech, Shenachshov Mashkeh Shel Tirosh V'Yitzchak Moavshi. Rabosai, I was talking and learning with some of the guys, and Tosis's teretz wasn't so clear to everybody. Could anybody tell me what Tosis's teretz is? Tosis's kash is, what do we need this idea of Zeh Ba'alma? We already know it needs to be a pre. So what's Tosis's answer? How did Tosis answer the question? There's one hand up. That means that only one person... Now we're up to three. Now we're up to four. Five guys understood the Tosis? Six. I'm wondering if I should pay Rav Yaakov and Rav Yol today. Yeah. Adi, you understood the Tosis? Okay, say, raise your hand. Okay. Ah, Avram Yitzchak, I haven't heard from you in a while. Go ahead. What's any good news about the tefillin yet?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, Baruch Hashem. Gershon. Go ahead, yeah. Go ahead.
If I got it right, you took it from the opposite direction that pre was needed to teach that Teresh and Yitzhar, they will still be considered a pre after you extracted the oil or the wine from it, because you would have thought not.
So what's the bottom line? Tosa says Zeh Ba'alma is superfluous. Tosa says Zeh Ba'alma is superfluous.
So he says, no, it's actually the general rule is Zeh Ba'alma, and pre comes in here to teach that Tirosh and Yitzhar.
Oh, very good. Okay, you said it well. So Tosa's teretz is that Tirosh v'Yitzhar, you would have thought even that should be potter. Hamash Malan, that the Chiddush Akra is telling us that those have a din of the pre. Those have the din of the pre. That's what the Xeris HaKosov teaches us. In other words, really, we know it's a Dabar Pashut Zeh Ba'alma. However, we need the Xeris HaKosov nevertheless. The Xeris HaKosov tell us that Tirosh V'Yitzhar is considered the pre. Okay. Says Tosas, Vahashda Asa Shapir Hadarma Bishmaitin Zeh Ba'alma. The Mehai time of all the Shaminon, the Mashke Eino Kipri. And now we say, Zeh Ba'alma, to tell us that the Mashke is not considered like the Pri. Asks Tosfos, Miutema, am I Omer the Zeh Ba'alma, Vatam Kikr Doraisa? Tosfos, I have a Kasha. Shouldn't we say Tam Kikur is Doraisa? We already last time were Masbir what Tosis' Kash is. I'll say it once. If there's any need for clarification, stop me. Tosis' Kash is that we know Mishras Anavim tells us that you look at the Tam as being significant. So if you look at the Tam being significant, ask Tosis at the end of the day, then we should say that the Tam is also an Iker to be Mechayiv you for Arla. Tosis leaves off as a Kash. Rabosai, could anybody answer Tosis' kasha? This is what I left you off with on Sunday. Could anybody answer Tosis' kasha? Yes, Aaron Yosef?
I'm not sure if that's the only way to read Tosis.
Can anybody first answer Tosis' kasha? Yes. Yoni?
Maybe when he's saying that the Tam Iker is referring to just the oil and the wine.
Okay. But we know the Tam Iker applies to other things aside from oil. Take my word for it. Alright? For example, the Gemara Mem Dalan Mem Beis discusses in regards to Basar V'Chalav and other cases. If you would be right, you're right, then the question wouldn't start. But obviously, Tosis, in fact, even Tosis asked that question in the case that. What would you say? Mason, you have a mahala. Suggestion, maybe. Yeah, go ahead, A.B.
I was thinking that perhaps Tam Kikur is only important Lagabe Surim, but not necessarily Lagabe Brachos.
Tam Kikur is important only for Yisurim, not for Brachos. So here we're talking about Yisurim.
That's why over there, like, let's say you had the Nazir, right? He can't drink the water. That's the Usir.
Here we're talking about Arla. So why, by Arla, don't we say Tam Ki Iker?
Where's the source of Tam Ki Iker?
That was
what I couldn't find a few months ago. Men, and I said yesterday, Men Dalet Amud Beis, Imsas. Take that Gemara. Men Dalet Amud Beis, that's Mishras Anavim. When I say Mishras Anavim, that's the challah that's soaked with wine. What could we say, yes, Eitan, then Aaron?
That Arla is really only applying to fruit. It's not applying to taste.
Very good. Very good. It goes like this. The Chura one could say, to the point that I wonder why Tosus left it off as a Tzarathion. According to the approach that we've developed, that Zeya Ba'alma doesn't mean it's a nothing. Zeya Ba'alma is aware that it's a something. It's an extract of a fruit. But what did Rashi say in order to be Chayiv in Arla and Bracha? What do you need? He needs to be a pri. Does Tam Ki Iker say that it's a pri? No, mechi tesi. Tam Ki Iker says we treat it as the primary Yisr, as it's related to its primary entity. But a pri, we don't necessarily turn it into a pri. If that's the pshat, that we don't necessarily turn it into a pri, so then in such a case, what should we say? Then in such a case, we should say that Tam Ki Iker, even if it applies, doesn't necessarily make it into the Pri of Arla and the Pri of Racha. According to Rashi, the Kasha doesn't start. Mamish Mesameach. According to Rashi, the Kasha doesn't start. Because if the Varda Zeya Ba'alma is not that it's considered Nachoshev, but Zeya Ba'alma means that it's not considered the fruit itself. Tam Ki Iker is also not the fruit itself. Tam Ki Iker means that the extract is considered still an extension of the Yisr. But no one is going to say that it's the Yisr Mamish. No one's going to say it's the Pri itself if it's not the Pri. When it comes to Basar B'Chalav, what's the Yisr? The Yisr is the mixed Basar B'Chalav. The extract is also going to be Yisr. But the Pri, it's not. And we were just Mechadesh to be Chayim in Arla in Bracha. You need the Pri itself. That's what Rashi said. That's what Rashi said by us. That's what Rashi said in Pesachim when he said, the lav pri yachal. It's not the pri that he ate. Hence, Tosfos' kasha doesn't start. Oh! Now here on both sides, I'm not sure. But maybe we could point out, this I'm not convinced. The etzem you sold, I'm convinced the zemes. This I'm ready to fight to the death. However, the next part I want to point out, ulai, maybe one could point out that Tosus is Lushitasso as well. What does Tosus say? What's Tosus' Lashon over here in Psachim? Tosus says, Afilu Tirush Vilitzar Lo Haya Lichoshev Lamashkin. Tirush Vilitzar, if we didn't have Xeris HaKasa, would be Zeya Ba'alma, and wouldn't even be considered Mashkin. Let me say those words again. Lo Haya Lichoshev Mashkin. It wouldn't be considered Mashkin. According to Rashi, is that enough to turn it to Mashkin? To make you Chayiv in Arla or in Bracha? According to Rashi, it needs to be the Pri itself. But Tosus has a lower threshold. Tosus' threshold is what? Tosus is the other side. The side of the Chakira that we thought when I learned with the Tanel on Shabbos, you see that in the Tanel. We made the whole 2 days of Shurim just by reading Rashi well. The rest, you just look in Svarim. The Svarim give you the rest. But the best is just to read Gemara Rashi well. You also have to look in Svarim. It's not enough just to read the Rashi well. You got to look at Svarim. You got to apply it to Kol HaTorah Kula. But if you read the Gemara Rashi well, and you analyze it, like the Masaira that goes back to Dairi Dairis, then you come to all the Yisaitis. Taisis is the other side. Rav Nissen Kaplan, I think, didn't do a good job on this one. Nissen Kaplan quotes a bunch of Achronim who say Choshev. I didn't see that Mefurish in any of the Achronim, like Rav Nissen Kaplan Shlita. He has our Chakira, but all his Mar Mekaymas I thought were Mukhrach. But this, the Chura and Taisis, the Chura is a little bit Mukhrach. This I say B'Lashon Ulai. That Taisis is saying, Lo Eli Choshev LeMashkin Pri. that the mashke is not going to be considered chashuv. Why? Because Tosfos holds that what is the issue of Zeh Ba'alma? Zeh Ba'alma makes it. That's not even chashuv at all. Not even chashuv at all. However, when it comes to what? When it comes to a pre, Tosfos doesn't need to turn it into a pre. All Tosfos needs is that it be chashuv. What does Tam Kiker do? Tam Kiker says the Tam makes it chashuv like the Iker. So then Tosfos leaves off with a kasha. Because Tosfos does not hold that needs to be the Iker pre. But according to Rashi, the kasha doesn't start. But according to Tosfos, that said, that, by the way, I have to admit, the way I'm reading Tosfos, you could fight with me. How's a baskirsa? Lo ayale lechoshe the mashkin pre. So you can read it in two ways, I'm even young. But clearly, according to Rashi, Tosfos' question starts. And according to Tosfos, one could argue that he leaves off with the kasha because Tosfos holds that the mashke is not, when Zeh Ba'alma, the Zeh Ba'alma makes it, it's not chashuv at all. Okay, so this is going to be the two sides of the chakir are clearly within the kasha tam kikr, and I'd like the talmidim to decide whether my pshat is mukhruch in Tosfos or not, or it's just a teretz. It'd be much more gishmak, it's mukhruch in Tosfos, but that I myself am not convinced. But as an emes a teretz, for sure that's the emes within Tosfos. Okay. Rabosai, now we move on to Roman numeral 3 of the shir. Okay? So first we developed yesterday's chakira as a machlokish Rashi and Tosfos, and they're going to be l'shitasam in Pesachim. Rashi is going to be l'shitasam in Pesachim. We showed how the Netziv used the svara that we had for Rashi to be mazbir the Bahag, even if it's not exactly the same shita. And now we go on and our Tosfos will review Rav Shechter Shlita's Mahalach that he presented when he was in our holy yeshiva. And then we will continue to analyze the Tosfos and the implications of the Tosfos. Let's take a look, continuing on in our Tosfos. Hai duvsha v'tamri, says Tosfos, mevarchan al ilavei sha'akol. V'chein mashkin v'kol min yeperos, v'armi torj v'yitzak, d'amrin gavei orla, v'ukhi ma'olvus k'dosh v'pirush v'marish v'shinas v'sof v'mayim. Just a yes or no question, Ben. Do you agree with Benny's read in Tosfos? Lav da. Benny's point. Said, you don't. You don't. Okay. He'll never answer me yes or no. Okay. Four lines into those I hear. V'sheicher didan. An hour beer, says Tosfos. He's too honest. Afalgav. Okay, so what's Tosfos bothered by? Tosfos bothered by the following kasha. Afalgav. V'shema yesh ben kizayis b'chdei achilas pras. Lo mevarech al barbinei zonos elo shehakol. Says Tosfos, our beer, even though it might have a kizayis b'chdei achilas pras, you don't make a mezonos, rather a shahakol. Rabosai, this already should be coming out of your ears already. What's Tosfos? Is kasha? What's Tosfos bothered by? He's bothered by, at the end of the day, hops, which is put into the beer, if it's made with kizayis b'chdei achilas pras, so then in such a case, you should make a mezonos. Why is it that you make it a shahakol?
What is the chilas?
Excellent question. And even according to L'chura v'amevin yavin, this L'chura seems to be that Tosfos is holding like the Rajba and other Rishonim that you need a kizayis b'chdei achilas pras. L'chura. But it's not my shir for today. I'm not talking about kizayis b'chdei achilas pras. But if you remember, when we get to kizayis b'chdei achilas pras in the Mems, stick around. Stay tuned, so then it might be relevant. Remind me to bring this Tosfos back. V'afilu Rabbi Shmuel da'amer kol she'esh b'mechameshes ha'min v'arach la'bar v'nizonos ha'cha lo ha'vibu mamish sa'orim. Look, by the way, let me add Micholim Shat. Tosfos starts off, maybe you'll need a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. And then Tosfos says, and Rav and Shmuel, well, you don't need a kezayis as long as it gives off tam. That should be enough. Okay, so that answers also partly your question. Hacha lo havibu mamish sa'irim. Here, it's not mamish the barley. Ve'ein sheikhar ela taima ba'alma. And the sheikhar only gives off the tam. What's Tosfos' first teretz? Tosfos' first teretz is the reason why you make a shahakal on beer is because it only gives tam. Rabosai, you should have jumped out like Aaron did. Aaron did it in the controversial type of way, in that he already took it back to Schnitzel. He wants to prove me wrong in Schnitzel. He says, this is agenda for the year. to prove me wrong in Schnitzel. If he does that, his year was successful. If he doesn't do that, then his year was a failure. So you're a good company. They say Rashba. That you have to be careful. Rav Nem and Sal Rav Shach referred to, you know, as the Kategor. Rav Nem and Sal told me this to me. And he referred to him as the prosecutor. Whenever Rav Shach said something, Rav Nem and Sal always disagreed. So Rav Shach began to refer to Rav Nem and Sal Shlita as the Kategor. So you're becoming my Kategor on Schnitzel. Seder, I can handle it. So he wanted to say, but he said good, that this is, but I'm not interested in Schnitzel right now. Can anybody ask me a kasha on this Tosfos? If Schnitzel helps you get to it, matom manoim, but doesn't have to. I was upset at him, he didn't know the primary sheet.
Rashba.
He knew, no, still don't know the primary. It's okay, you're learning well. Still done. So, you should know, you should ask me from a basic sheet. Yes, Mordechai Yaakov? It's great, Aaron. I'm just pushing you for more. Go ahead.
What do you mean by Tom? You said Tom would
be... Oh, very good. Can you quote me? So Mordechai Yaakov asks like this. What do you mean? Say, yes, Aaron asked me from the Mishnah Berurah. It's against the Mishnah Berurah. I love the Mishnah Berurah, but you can't ask me from the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah is against the Tosfos, Mazel Tov. So the Mishnah Berurah is going with a different Shita. But, so I'm wrong, because the Mishnah Berurah says what I said, but Tosfos didn't say what I say. Obviously, the Mishnah Berurah is going on a different sheet. I'm not wrong on Schnitzel. So, but can anybody point out to me who Tosfos is being cholek with? Who's Tosfos being cholek with over here? And don't tell me the Mishnah Berurah. Again, don't take me wrong. I hold the Mishnah Berurah is the most important sefer la'alacha. But I'm saying in terms of learning the Tosfos, that's not a good... It's not the best quote you could have. It's fine. But it's not the best quote you should have. Who is Tosfos Lechura at first glance against? Oh, Rambam. Okay, you guys go fancy shitas. Rambam's a standard shita. The Rambam is the one who says that the halacha is that tam is koveh for the kol sheyesh bo lechem ishus minei daga, which then Aaron is correct, which was a critical shita for us in terms of schnitzel. So Aaron is pointing out legitimately that Tosfos says, no, just stam tam is not enough. Stam tam is not enough. So you're right, Aaron. Tosfos is against that. But the Mishnah Berurah was going with the Psak of the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah as well. Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah. And therefore, it's a good ha'ara that this Tosfos is against the Rambam. So that you should note. You should put down in your notebook. Who remember where the Rambam is? Parakimel somewhere, right? Parakimel alochates. Parakes. I'm mixed up already. So let's not be mixed up. If you pass from that tour, that we'll also find a Sheikas of Rambam as well that way. The Rambam.
Didn't the Rashba also say Latima?
Where's the Rambam? May I have Kosher Yeshbo? Just a second. Yes, it's going on to, we're going to go to it shortly.
Who's that?
Yeah.
Latima.
See? Oh, for a change, I'm right. Parakimo Halacha Dalid. Very good. So that's where you have this Shitas Haramba, where he says that the critical part is the Tam. And he says, if you have Tam, then you don't follow the regular rules of Ikar and Tafa. Tosfos, to me, it seems to me that Tosfos is rejecting it. Okay, so Tosfos' first answer is that even though it has the taste of the hops, it's not enough. V'od, Tosfos gives another teretz. Mishum shiyesh yipo iluya achrina v'pas. Tosfos says, no, here the Seorim doesn't get a higher bracha because it went down a darga because it could be used for something better, and that is bread. I'll just point out to you technically that the Tosfos is saying a chiddush on a few different levels. First of all, maybe Ilui Achrina Bepas is only when we're talking about Chita by Sa'orim Echitesi, number one. Number two is by Kimcha de Chita, where it's gone down a darga, then you say Ilui Achrina Bepas. Over here, what's better for most people who are sitting at a ball game? A wheat stalk or a beer? What costs more? The bun of a hot dog? Or the beer?
It's like they're being a
Or the beer?
Flour costs more than wheat. It's like they're being a yoyna on a
okay, and maybe.
Flour costs more
so
than
anyhow, wheat. This is why I'm pointing out that also this Teretz Atosis is a little bit debatable. For that reason and others, Rav Schechter used, maybe we'll come back and get more nafgaminas, Rav Schechter ran the Tosfos as last year. So, va'od v'shti omer shahakol, that there's a distinction between a beverage and an ochel. Anything that's drunk is a beverage, even though al pi halacha should get a mazonos, it gets a shahakol. Now, let me say over my Rebbe's words briefly. You heard it already. It's found in the Big Fatson. But let me just summarize it in 3 minutes. Rav Schechter developed many places in Kol HaTorah Kula, where we see that something that should technically have a din of a machal has a din of a mashke because it's something that's normally drunk. If it's something that's normally drunk as a beverage, so then in such a case, then in Kol HaTorah Kula, it's treated as a mashke. He had nafgaminas and tumas ochlim as well. However, something that is normally eaten as a machal, even if it's liquidy, but it's not drunk as a beverage, in such a case, then to quench your thirst, so then in such a case, then it would get a mezonos. If the beer, in those days, they would drink beer as well as a beverage, even to quench their thirst. In contrast to schnapps, he wanted to argue. In such a case, they didn't, and therefore, the bracha of beer is going to be a shahakol. And we see that this halacha of shtia applies. I have jotted on the side of my Gemara, and this Rav Schechter did not make reference, and this Rav Schechter didn't quote it by name, maybe he did, that the Gra writes by a Nigron, that even though it has the beets that should give it either a Eitz or a Adama, nevertheless, the Gra puts together our Tosos with the sugya of a Nigron. And says that when it comes to that Negron, the bracha is going to be a shahakol. Why? It has the time of the beats. So the answer is that even though it has the time of the beats, since it's drunk, in the case where it's drunk as shtia, it's going to have a shahakol. And the Gra makes reference. I think when we did that Negron, I made reference to it as well. The Gra sends us to our Tosfos that anytime it's a shtia, it's a shahakol. And so you see, by the way, Rav Schechter's mahalach is a tremendous chiddush. But if you've got a gra that uses it halacha lemaisa, that's a feather in his hat. Then I just want to clarify, because Rav Schechter could be tongue in cheek, and sometimes and I saw that Talmidim misunderstood a drop. Rav Schechter then went on to schnapps, and then he said that schnapps no one drinks as a beverage. Schnapps is like soup. So just like why by soup if it's a liquid do you get a adama? You get a why by soup does it get a adama, not get a shahako? So the answer is because soup no one drinks, even if the fancy restaurants, or not so fancy restaurants, they're given this large cup that has a handle on it, right? But at the end of the day, no one really drinks soup. You don't drink soup. So in such a case, therefore, it's going to follow the bracha mikori. However, what happens if you've got these soups? Let's say a new fashion becomes, you have a soup that's drunk as a shtia, so then in such a case, it would get a shahakol, even if it was cooked with vegetables. He then went on to say, schnapps is never drunk as a beverage, and since schnapps is never drunk as a beverage, so therefore, schnapps, oh boy, I didn't realize it's so late, schnapps, the bracha should be what? The bracha should be, so he didn't start with what the bracha should be. He started off and said, oh, there's the Kashya Glover's Svara. The Kashya Glover writes in the Eretz Tzvi, Zeifet Tzadik, the Kaddosh Levrach, he was killed, Al-Kiddush Hashem. When we went to Lublin, I dafka spoke about the Kashya Glover, as opposed to Ramir Shapiro. Everybody heard about Ramir Shapiro, but they don't know about the great Tzadik, the Kashya Glover Rebbe. So he was a very, very special Tzadik. His Shtraus HaTshuvos are beautiful. He was a great Oved Hashem, fantastic Oved Hashem. Also a big Lamed Natsum. So the Kashuk Lava Rebbe would justify the meaning of the Hasidim to make Kiddush on schnapps. And he said because as a shear, not of a revius, but a kezayis. So a kezayis, you would measure out the volume of a kezayis, and then a shot glass could have the volume of the kezayis. So this is where Rav Shachter is getting witty. So Rav Shachter says, oh! Rav Shachter has a very sharp sense of humor. So he says, oh, that's exactly Rav Chaim Elazar's argument. These chassidim are off the derech. They make kiddush on soup. So now you understand the omek of what he was saying. So it's both of them really hold the same shita. That's what he said. So Rav Chaim Elazar made fun of it. The Kosher Glover took it seriously. But it's really the same idea that schnapps is not shtia, and therefore has a shear of an ochel. That's why the shear is going to be revius. But Rav Chaim Elazar said it's like making on soup. So when I asked him, I said that according to the Kashuk Lover, you would make a mazonos. So if that's what Rebbe's driving at, I'd heard this from him a few times. He said, yes, the logic would dictate. But that doesn't mean that Rav Shachter was saying you should make a mazonos on schnapps. It wasn't meaning he was saying that. He was saying logic would go so far as to say that. But he doesn't think that himself, I don't think he was saying that you should make a mazonos on schnapps. I don't think he was going.
He said he was going to be ludicrous. Right, correct.
Correct. That's what I asked him in the Telfesh here. Correct. So Baruch Shekivanti, okay. Now, Rabosai. One more piece. We're up to halacha. We're up to our daily halacha. So the one more piece I'm going to pick up. Now, Rabosai, turn to your Mishnah. You know what? Let's squeeze it in. Rabosai, the Bach points out that Luchura, the Rambam, is still going to be difficult. Can anybody tell me why the Rambam is still going to be difficult? Why is the Rambam going to be difficult? Because the Rambam holds that Tam is not a good reason. And the other poskim, the Bach, the Magen Avram, you can pass it down to me, the Magen Avram in Simen, Reish, Dalid, points out that the Rambam will also not be able to go with the answer of Shtia of Tosos. So we've already knocked out two of Tosos' Terutzin. And it's a halacha mifureshes in Shulchan Aruch that when it comes to alcoholic beverages, the bracha that you're going to make is what? The bracha you make is a shahakol when it comes to the beer. So the question becomes, why is it that when it comes to the beer, that you get that bracha? Says the Mechaber, now we'll be Yotzei Dvar Halacha as well. In Simen Reish Dalid, you could open up your Mishnah Berurah, Simen Reish Dalid, Siv. Aleph, says the Mechaber, Val Shechar Tmarim V'Shechar Saorim, Val Mei Saorim Shemavashim Lepola. All of these cases, you make a Shahakol. Rabosai, what's the kasha that you need to ask? I don't understand. How is it different than Mei Peros? The halacha is, we're going to flesh it out, that when it comes to fruits that are cooked in a soup, the halacha is Bar Priyates. Ask the Magen Avraham and Sifkat and Tes. This is important for the shear as well, Rabosai. Ask the Magen Avraham and Sifkat and Tes. Kosha. So he answers, "V'efshar d'shan yosam shenir gesh tam haperos b'mayim. Masha ein kein b'shechar ein tam hatmar masor negoshin klal lo tam achem dami." The Bach. You know how the Bach answers it? The Bach says it doesn't taste like wheat. It doesn't taste like bread. Says the Bach, it doesn't really have the tam. In other words, according to the Rambam, you're stuck. And you need to assume not like Tosos. And the reason that by beer it doesn't get a bore mazonos is because you don't have the time of wheat. And this teretz of the Bach, I saw the later Achronim point out that that's what you need to say according to the Rambam. Because according to the Rambam, time would be kovei a bracha l'shitaso. However, you have to say that beer doesn't taste like the barley. The beer's not going to taste like the barley, and therefore the halacha is that it's going to get a shackle. So Tosas' whole approach, and the approach that Rav Schechter had developed, that would not apply. So bottom line is, everybody agrees that when it comes to beer, that the bracha is going to be shahakol. When it comes to schnapps, then maybe we have another teretz to Rav Schechter Shaila. And that is that by schnapps, the halacha might also be a shackle, because who says that by schnapps, it really has the tam of the Seorim and the Dagon? And that's the approach of the Bach. So we never saw the Bach's approach, but the Bach says it could very well be that it's not considered tam, because the Rambam says that we'll give off tam, that would be enough to be koveya it a bore minim azon. Be'ezer Hashem, tomorrow we're going to continue with the sugya, and we conclude with the halacha l'maisa that schnapps and beer both most definitely are going to get a shahakol.